Oh, well, there's so many different kinds of them, but it is really just a snap bean can be used as a shell, but many people here don't use them for shells. And we have quite a few of them. There's a wax bean and the pole bean, and then there's a green pole. And I don't know, there's probably a dozen different. And your butter beans, now that's your shell, really your shell bean, because you don't use them any other way.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Greens.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Mutton.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Oh, rat, but
There aren't any chipmunks here, are there?
no, 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 the rats and ground moles is about the only thing, and naturally your ground mole, you know, he's underground just a ways. Probably you have seen where they run and they make a little ridge in the earth, you know.
Now, how big do they get to be, the ground moles?
Oh, that usually I'd say about 4 or 5 inches long.
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk.
Are there skunks in this county?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call a little creature that's about this big around and it hops along the ground, and some live on land and some live in the water? They just hop along.
Rabbits?
No, these don't have fur on.
You run on, darling, that granddaddy. Well, now we have about the only thing we have here that live on land and water is mink.
Well, now, what's this? The animal that I'm after is different. It's it doesn't have fur, and it just, you just see them down by the river sometimes, and you see them hop, you know, and they'll jump into the water. And they get,
oh, you're talking about a frog. You're not talking about a frog, are you?
That's what I'm
oh, yes, we have the frogs. We have one kind that we call a toad. You know, you see them around the yard at night, you know, and then around these big fish ponds and places like that, we have the bullfrog.
What do you call a smaller frog that makes a chirping noise?
We usually say spring frog.
What do you call worms that people use for bait?
Well, now a lot of people says bait, and some call the worm by name, you know, like earthworms or there's another worm that we get out of dead pine logs between the bark and the sap of the log, and they call them sawyers.
Do you have is there a particular kind of worm that's a great big worm?
Yeah, we have a great big worm here that we call